News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, sex education for most secondary school students is outdated and involves lessons on abstinence and risks and dangers. This is actually according to a major new review that's been commissioned by the government. For more on this, we're joined on the line by the CEO of the Rape Crisis Centre, Nolene Blackwell. Nolene, a very good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
Nolene, do you think this reform is needed?
Yeah, in fact, we're really interested to see this draft report coming out. This was commissioned by the Minister for Education at the time, Richard Bruton, last April. And he pointed out that how consent in sexual relationships was taught hadn't changed in 20 years, whereas the world had moved on a lot from 1998 or whenever it was introduced. So he asked the Curriculum and Assessment Council to take a thorough look at it, and he asked for submissions. We put in a submission talking about the things that we're really glad to see are coming up in this draft report now. A focus on positive relationships and better understanding of what consent in relationship means, looking at sexual orientation, looking at schools which give this proper time and effort, because in our work in the Rape Crisis Centre, we know from both the people who come into us and the people who contact the National 24-Hour Helpline, and people are leaving secondary school and going into young adulthood without the proper understanding of how they can deal with their emotions and how they can deal with their relationships. And the result is that some young people are doing harm to others without knowing how to do it, and other people don't know how to deal with the harm that's done because they genuinely don't even understand the basic notions of consent.
Two different aspects I just wanted to touch on today, Nolene. Yes. I suppose many countries have kind of moved towards this more holistic approach in terms of sex education and how they kind of address things like LGBT issues and gender identity and I suppose kind of positive relationship with relationships. What's your view on that?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely essential. And actually, when you think about it, it makes sense the whole way through a child's schooling that their formation is not just their intellectual formation, not just their physical, but also their emotional formation. And in today's age, it is absolutely essential, where there are so many difficult influences coming into children's lives so young, that they get an understanding from the people who are in charge, the people who are charged with forming them into good young people, that they get the information they need about how to manage relationships. It's not even all about sex education, Andrea. It's actually about understanding relationships better. It's understanding about respect for themselves, about respect for their fellow pupils, and about how to communicate about that kind of respect.
Just one final point, Nolene. This idea of a safe space, it finds that kids basically, they themselves, the students, want a safe space where they can kind of discuss these issues and ask questions. Do you think this should be rolled out by their teacher, or should somebody else, perhaps an outsider, be brought in?
So, well, the way we work it is we try and train in our work. We have a program called Body Right, where we train teachers and facilitators how to do this, because somebody from the outside can come in and can actually do an excellent class. So you could have consent classes and things like that. But the truth is that children are going to ask questions at different times, and within the school there needs to be the capacity to deal with them. So for instance, if there's an instance in the school, children may need to know how to discuss that incident. And that's where, in a sense, you're hoping that the school recognises the need to have safe spaces, people where they can have discussions which are non-judgmental, where even hard questions are asked, where people ask about what happens if someone has drink taken, where somebody says, what happens if someone's a bully and goes into this area? You need, the school needs to in some way take it on board. Different schools do different approaches themselves, but some schools do none at all. And that's where there's real danger.
We'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks to the CEO of the Rape Crisis Centre, Nolene Blackwell, for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know your view on that. Do you think is the idea of actually a safe space being created in schools for students to be able to talk about this among themselves and teachers, is it a good idea? You can let us know on 53106.